Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Yeah.
No cares for me. I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care. No cares and woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I'll take and I'll give, devil may care. When the day is through, I'll suffer no regret. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, love come tomorrow in May. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help if you cry. That's how I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care, devil, devil, devil may care. Devil, devil, devil may care. That's how I'll take and I'll give, devil may care. When the day is through, I'll suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses an eye. For only a fool thinks he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, love come tomorrow or may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I die. Devil may care. Devil, devil, devil may care. Devil, devil, devil may care.
From one of the best voices in jazz today, that was Candace Springs with the tune Devil May Care from her latest 2020 CD, The Women Who Raised Me. Still in her native Nashville, Tennessee, her father, Scat Springs, was a session singer. She grew up listening to jazz and soul singers like Nina Simone, and in 2014, she released her self-titled debut EP for the label Blue Note, and the world smiled on her. So did Late Show with David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and later on with The King, Prince, asked her to perform with him on stage. I caught up with her during the COVID-19 lockdown, and she talked about her thoughts on a return to the stage and regularity, as it will be known. Have a listen.
This appreciation for what you have, like, I mean, it makes you appreciate everything. I mean, even down to freaking toilet paper at this point, you know, we're going crazy over even just that. So, but appreciate the arts and that, how even like artists aren't even able to come out and sing right now, but appreciate that you have recordings of them, appreciate what you have and the time, and pursue anything that you might have that might not have been anybody putting on the shelf. Like, here, I'm speaking to myself, like, I need to get back to painting and drawing more.
She's a jazz gem, and she will always continue the deep and rich condition of jazz as we know it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the coolest jazz town full of strength, community, and change right here in Kansas City, Missouri, making jazz the backbone of the change we truly need. So Nina Simone was the way for Candace. Let's listen to Candace explain.
It's in a way that record is a timeline of a journey of all the women I listened to growing up to the present, I guess, since I've started music. I guess my dad mainly started me on Nina Simone, listening to her, and then got into like Nora Jones and Diana Krall and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, Lauryn Hill, Sade, etc. So like kind of in order, and my mom had me listen to Dusty Springfield and Bonnie Raitt.
Funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't I want some sugar in my bowl. You've been acting different, I've been told. Some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Hey guys, this is Candace Springs, and you're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the New Orleans trumpeter Derek Shesby with the tune Down by the Riverside off his newest 2020 CD called The Ghost of Buddy Bolden. He was still a teenager in May of 1994 when Quincy Jones's Warner Brothers subsidiary Quest Records released his debut, Spodey's Back. That was his ticket, and by that time he'd already performed or recorded with Alan Toussaint, Dizzy Gillespie, and the Rebirth Brass Band. He honed his chops by playing on street corners, and we caught up with him here at the show, and he talked about that love of jazz.
I love jazz because it makes people happy. It's a place in everybody's house that, you know, you can feel warm about after giving it and delivering it to them, and they know what they want to hear.
Also, we talked to him about the emerging COVID-19 world that was happening at the time, and he had some thoughts on it.
We have a lot to gain. I hope that more and more would just got to listen to it, you know, keep it going, you know, as far as festivals, shows, TV shows, concerts, private, you know, theaters, that they will have a lot to gain for, to give back to the people that's really missing it right now when we have to do inside, you know, videos and, you know, go on YouTube or set up a cash account for donations, you know, to promote.
So let's stick here on the theme. From saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Sidney Bechet, we go next. This is the Buddy Bolden Stomp as the show goes on.
To give a warm welcome out to Neon Jazz Radio Station in Kansas City. Please tune in and keep your ears open for the Ghost of Buddy Bolden. Thank you.
led by the man who inspired so many at Grandview High School in Grandview, Missouri, as the director of the jazz bands. That was the great Danny Watchring at the helm leading his kids back in 2010 at the Jazz and at the Gem off 18th and Vine with the Sesame Street theme. Over his 56 years on the planet, he was a father, partner, brother, teacher, friend, and inspiration to hundreds, and he will be missed. Let's dig into a good one here next. Jazz drummer, percussionist, educator, and author of drumming books and technique. This is Pete Magadini with his trio, and this is the tune African Queen, Outside in the Present, circa 2016, as we move on.
y'all. It's Delphia Marcellus, and you're listening to Jazz Party on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was a vital element of the heart and soul of New Orleans, trombonist, record producer, and educator Delfeo Marsalis with the Irish Whiskey Blues off his newest 2020 CD, Jazz Party. So I got my hands on this disc prior to the world and jazz shutdown of spring 2020, and it's full of inspiration and classic New Orleans. And we had to catch up with him to talk about his hometown. This is what he had to say.
One of the big differences between growing up here or in Kansas City or in New York and anywhere else is there could be a second line at any time. You just wake up on a Saturday morning and you hear the brass band and the tuba going. And that sound, even if you never play in the brass band, that sound affects you. That sound, just there's something about hearing it.
And he also opened up about a world with no live jazz and that hopeful return. Have a listen.
It's kind of what the nation needs. You know, we need something joyous and uplifting because, you know, especially now, man, it's a tough time for everybody. And we want everybody to know everything's going to be all right.
We are aiming to keep ourselves within the theme around here. And there's nothing better than the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, that institution down there in New Orleans. From 1983, this is their take on When the Saints Go Marching In as the march carries on around here.
Thank you. Yo, this is FK Jazz, saxophonist and producer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the Grammy-nominated and Billboard-charting musician and music producer FKA Jazz, or better known as Samir Zarif, with the tune, Like Water, The Spirit 2, off his tasty 2020 CD called Lineage. So he was born and raised in Houston and started performing at the age of 3, first learning piano, then violin, and eventually the saxophone. After high school, he moved to New Orleans, and he performed with Nicholas Payton, John Batiste, and Jason Marsalis. Then he went on to enroll at the Manhattan School of Music in New York in the early 2000s. His growth has been impressive, and we talked about the modern world and state of jazz. These were his thoughts.
I think things like this allow people to remember what's important. I think one of the things that, you know, people take for granted or people don't realize that is very important in their life is like the culture around it. I think people get very much like in their head about making money, and people get very much in their head about, you know, just like surviving, especially in a city like New York where everything is very expensive.
Neon Jazz has always celebrated jazz and all the cats that have made this unique art form. And as the world of late May 2020 protests for just treatment, we stand with Black Lives Matter, and this next tune is in honor of that movement seeking change and needed justice. From the winner of the 2015 Jazz Journalists Association Short Form Video of the Year Award, this is trumpeter and 2014 Monk Competition winner Marquise Hill, along with commentary from vocalist Rene Neufeld.
You know, it was once said that there is no art without intention. And I remember coming up in a time where our role models were political activists. They were social activists as well. We're definitely witnessing a movement. The least we can do is to use our art to help and heal. We can use our art to shed light on social injustice. We can use our platform to make a difference. Now we're living in a time where we need to be courageous. And I think that this time, more than ever, it is important for each and every one of us to think about what it is that we can do to say something, to do something, because a lot of us are not breathing. And it's time. It's time to do something about it.
Hello, everyone. This is Jim Robitaille. I'm listening to Neon Jazz. I'm Joe Dimino. I'm from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and my new recording is coming out April 24th, the Jim Robitaille Trio, Space Cycles on Wailing City Sound Records. Thank you.
That was the award-winning guitarist and composer Jim Robitaille, joined by his trio with the 2020 tune Natural Selection off his CD Space Cycles. This cat has been all over the place for years, playing with legends and producing quality music along the way. And on this music path of Jim's, he has been inspired by so many, and notably in the early goes, he saw the jazz force known as Rashawn Roland Kirk, who is very appropriate in these American times to wrap it up. Along with his virtuoso playing, he was a strong, political, seeking dude looking for equality and justice for everyone. So as we listen to Blue Roll, take us out, this is Jim remembering the moment.
And I used to go see Rashawn Roland Kirk, and that, I got to see him 3 or 4 times, and that was amazing.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a cat fighting for what is right, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us, let us know what's going on, we're always here. Good times and bad, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. And know this, as we officially close the 651st show, since we hit the air in April 2011, we have always preached and vowed for equality and celebrated an art form that does that each and every day and for us every week. So we urge all of you to seek harmony, acceptance, and love from every human on this planet and keep on fighting the good fight. Until next time, support all the arts, love each other, man, and keep the jazz alive. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
That is so cool, Joe. All right, buddy. Thanks.
Neon Jazz.